Hey Steepies, Crystal with a K here, and it's official. Jelt Frimpin, the fearsome infinite dragon that is both the protector and dominator of all of Ephemera, is finally getting his own movie. We'll follow this terrible, blessed demon savior from a hatching egg to the fearsome hero tormentor we all know and love and fear in equal measure. The best bit? Actor Craig Ferguson, who originated the role in the Dungeons of Jelt Frimpin video game and is now long dead, has been replaced with, drumroll please, a dentonic crafted AI simulacrum of Craig Ferguson. Yes, please. Too early to buy our tickets? Oh well, guess we'll never know when to stop dreaming.
I'm mostly with them now. Oh, smaller than I assumed.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Adventure Zone Steeplechase.
Hey, Justin.
Yeah.
I've noticed here on our Roll20 board, two clocks have been added. I see dragon plating and fire blast.
I hate that. I hate that that's there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's just there in case we fight Jelt Frimpin, right?
That's just there in case.
It's not assured that we'll fight Jelt Frimpin, right?
Because odds are we could go the diplomacy route, right?
Yeah. We could go the diplomacy route.
Or run away.
Add a runaway clock, please. Just so I know it's an option.
So what happens now, Justin? It's your game, man.
I was just about to shut up.
Okay, yeah, do it.
Oh, wait. Excuse me for this, but I have to keep up appearances.
Who dares enter the lair of Jelt Frimpin?
I kneel.
Prostrate yourselves.
I also kneel.
Emric kneels. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Almighty Jelt Frimpin.
Delicious. And his tail swings at the three of you in a line.
Whoa.
You see him start to swing. He's huge. So you have a second to react. Let's make it one of you. It's going up you, Montrose.
Yeah.
You were the first to kneel.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just take like a very, very casual step backwards out of the range of the tail. And look like fucking totally cool and chill. I do it.
Okay. Give me a risky standard.
Finesse?
Of finesse, I think.
Okay. Four, five, two. I have not rolled a six in several episodes. I'm starting to think that the number doesn't exist.
You mostly dart out of the way. But the tail catches you right on the leg as you're passing by and flips you onto your back. So you're now prone, but you were not injured.
Good. Thank Christ.
The other two, what are you doing?
I'm going to step backwards as well and pull Emric back by the collar with me.
Okay.
Because I think I'm better at finesse. I don't know. What's your finesse, Emric?
One.
Oh, yeah, I'm pulling him back.
We maybe should have done a group finesse roll. Well, this is something that is happening to all of us.
Well, this is just this. He just swung at you, Montrose. That's what I changed it to make it a little more concrete. He swung at you. He knocked you off your feet. He is not. That is the swing, though. That is the one move he was making.
Yeah, there's no.
Remember that we haven't had a lot of big fights like this. it's mainly reactive. So like reacting to your choices.
Mighty Joe Frimpin, we seek an audience in accordance with the laws of welcoming of the seven.
Yeah, a claw. You're like halfway through this sentence when a claw, one of his clawed talons, grabs you around your waist and pushes you up against one of the stone columns in this room. It's cavernous. You can't see all of it. There's still just the one moonbeam coming down that you are convinced is artificial. And there are, now that you're a little deeper in, you can see some torches lining the walls. And he has picked you up. And you can see his snout gets very close to you. And from somewhere deep within him, you hear,
"I would advise fighting back."
And then he tosses you to the side, Beef.
I'm going to hold on to his claws before he can let go.
Okay, great.
So I'm still clinging there.
Okay. Why don't you give me a...
I'm wrestling with him.
Yeah, it seems like a skirmish. Yeah, skirmish roll.
And where? What position would you say it is to hold on to a dragon's hand?
It is desperate.
Uh-huh.
Standard, because okay. You are strong.
Okay. 5 and a 4. So as mixed a success as it could be.
Yeah, that's an extremely mixed success.
Yeah. Mark experience.
Good point. Good call. Thank you, Griffin. Always there. Okay, you do manage to hold on, but in the process, he squeezes you so tightly that it sort of knocks the wind out of you for a level one harm. You're winded.
Okay. Then I'm going to draw a longish dagger. I'm going to say it is a version of a machete.
Okay.
That is
a cool machete. That was it. Was
it's called a kukri?
Oh yeah, sure.
Kukri,
yeah.
Yes.
And I am going to bury it in the back of his hand.
Okay. How do we do, man? You guys never use like weapons and shit. We don't.
Yeah,
fight a lot
it's
here,
a skirmish, right?
You know, it's a skirmish. But is there a modification from the?
No,
dagger.
It's about the effect.
Right.
Oh, right on. Okay, take a load, Trav. Take one load for that. Kukri,
yes.
I believe
a fine hand weapon. I'm going
Ooh,
to say
very fine. And give me a skirmish roll.
Okay. What position is this, Justin?
This is. I'm going to say this. You know, you held on. I'm going to say this is risky standard.
And Justin.
Normally it would be wishy limited, but you did draw that beautiful knife, so.
I have a extra potency in effect to hard light and tech when it comes to skirmishing.
Hard light and tech?
Yeah, is okay. That happening here?
I mean, it's tech.
Excellent. So you said it was risky or desperate? Sorry.
Risky.
Risky?
Mm-hmm.
And so the effect is going to be great.
Well, oh, that's true. Okay, good. Yeah.
Because of my circuit breakers.
Fantastic.
And I am going to go one step further and also do not to be, well, no, I don't want to do that yet. I'm going to say that. Let's see how it goes. A 6, a 4, and a 6.
Wow. Oh, crit. Excellent, Trav. That's great.
Oh, it's 4 and it's just a 4.
4 and a 6, but still, that's great. I mean, you really needed that. And with a great effect, full success. Let me ask you this, Trav. What were you trying to do with this attack? Because we didn't really clarify that.
I would say I am going for a tendon in the clawed hand, the gripping and picking up. I didn't like being picked up. And I think as a skilled and experienced arm wrestler, I'm going for, like, you know, the grip muscle that happens right there in the crook of the thumb and index finger.
Great.
To make that gripping.
You bury this kukri, this fantasy kukri that you have. I'm probably saying that
kukri.
Wrong.
Kukri.
Kukri. Kukri. You bury this kukri into the tendons of this thing. You expect blood but what you see is a sort of a leaking gelatinous fluid like you would see inside a stress ball if you cut it out. So you cut through a layer of that and your knife feels resistance against where the tendon should be, what appears to be some sort of like cabling. Once you, with a six though, pushing a little deeper, you sever that that mechanical tendon and the arm, or rather the hand. Is the dragons have hands?
Yeah.
Claw, you know, the hand of it. It falls limply to the side of its wrist and releases you to the ground. That's good for, you've made a ding of two into the dragon's plating.
Hell yeah, take that, dragon.
I don't know how it makes you feel, but it's been 3 years since anyone has penetrated Jeltfrimpin's skin. Excellent work.
Thank you. I don't usually get thanked after hurting somebody. It's a new... Huh. Okay. I'm going to need a second. You guys go.
Emmerich?
Emmerich is going to use Tempest.
Hell yeah.
And is going to summon a storm around Geltfrimpin of chilling frost.
I'm sorry, Geltfrimpin? Geltfrimpin is his brother.
Yeah, he's going to summon a chilling frost around Geltfrimpin.
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 Like hair Geltfrimpin.
Is there a T in there? Gelt?
No.
Geltfrimpin.
Yeah. Is there a T?
Yeah.
Gelt. Geltfrimpin?
Yep.
Let's all say it a few more times.
Gelt.
I worked so hard to come up with this name and didn't just.
Is it one name or is the first name
garbage that fell
into my
head?
Is the first name Gelt? Last name Frimpin? Geltfrimpin.
Do you feel like I do? Okay, so he casts Tempest, casting a chilling frost all around Geltfrimpin.
So you're pushing yourself.
Yep.
Did it.
Do you have the stress to spare, Dad?
I have one left.
Wow.
Jesus. Well, wait, pushing yourself is two. Oh, right. No, yeah, pushing yourself is two.
Yeah, Dad, I don't think you have the stress to use Tempest.
Because that would put me over the top, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Okay. Back it up. Okay. He raises the Gibb Ghost projector and releases whatever. Scott Bowflex. Shoot Scott Bowflex out of the Gibb Ghost projector.
To
what end, sir?
Don't worry about it. Let Justin figure that out now that he's here.
Okay. All right, I'm not going to make you roll for that. Well, I guess,
To produce a full-grown Scott Bowflex from one's wrist.
I don't know
wrist.
What you, okay, you know what, Dad? We'll call this, a tune, right?
Okay.
The dragon. Seduce the dragon.
I like, in my headcanon, he doesn't pop out clean. It's like the scene in Ace Ventura where he comes out of the rhino's butthole. I just kind of imagined Scott.
Classic
Bowflex
comedy.
Just very slowly.
Dad, what do you want Scott Bowflex to be wearing?
Oh. Mm. Sexy dragon costume.
I would say armor.
Oh.
Armor, okay.
Like a knight. Dragon slaying knight.
No, bud.
Shirt
and pants. I'm not giving you any mechanical benefits to Scott Bowflex here. I'm just saying. But if you do your attune roll really well, we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right.
See
what you get. So this is what? Risky? Desperate?
No, I think this is controlled, right? I mean, if he's not under immediate threat and he's just using the thing, I think this is controlled standard.
Okay. Here we go. Jeez. 3-4-1
Four gets you into mixed success territory, doesn't it?
I would like to propose that he's wearing a t-shirt with Donkey and the dragon from it, from Shrek, and it says, my ass is dragon.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, yeah, he is. That's, I didn't know he knew that, Trav, but that's actually 100%
answer. What would that be in Shroog speak, though?
The
Wouldn't
same.
That fit more?
It says the same thing. It's a good pun.
Shroog is, I don't know if you picked up on this, nearly identical to Shrek in so many ways.
They sound very similar. I'll grant you that.
Hey, Griffin, we don't normally just confirm fan theories like that, yeah. So please be careful moving forward.
Okay.
With a 4, you summon Scott Boldflex, and he's wearing bike shorts and the My Ass is Dragon t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks around like, what in the fuck? That's what he says. What in the fuck?
Scott.
Scott, do you see the large...
No! I missed it! The dragon?
Oh, yes, you did see him then. Scott, my son, my friend, I would like you to run as fast as those muscular toned legs of yours can be and run around and try to distract this dragon. So that we have time to analyze it and try to find its weak spot.
I don't want to do that.
Oh, well, I know, but you'd really be helping Papa out if you did that. I don't want you to get close enough to be hurt or damaged.
Just like a distraction.
Yes.
A sexy distraction.
A turn on your full sexiness.
Turning on, now that I can do. And let's say that Scott starts running around, and like every time he'll stop for a second, like shake his butt, and then he'll keep on running. And then I think, you know, Dad, a tune. I'm trying to figure out how
sexy.
Like sexy. Yeah, I think this would be a tune.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Give me an attune roll to figure out how well this goes for Scott.
And again, we're talking controlled.
Sure, because there's not, yeah.
Standard?
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
6-2-3. He is really sexy.
He's super sexy.
We already knew that.
Yeah, and even the dragon is like, what could this? Wow. Dynamite! I normally like them big, but... Wow!
What have you... Oh, my. That's an extremely sexy man. Well done.
Textbook.
Okay, so he's... Scott is very effectively and seductively creating a distraction, which is made an opening for whoever wants to try next.
Can we see the heart scale?
This
that's interesting. I don't know what the fuck that is or what it means.
Interesting question. Here's what I would say. Yeah, so you can see one of the mini scales on the chest of Jolt Frimpin. He is, by the way, 30 feet tall.
Good. Uh-huh.
He is mainly in a sort of like very dark red, almost a brick red scales. His belly, though, is covered with dark, almost mustard yellow scales, except for one that you can see is sort of like glowing right in the center of his body. And that is what is currently going on.
If I wanted to look for... This is not a real dragon.
Griffin, you're going to have to take that sentence apart for me. Go on.
On two different levels, two axes, this is not a real dragon. There must be some sort of control thing for this guy, and I'm trying to decide if it's inside of it or outside.
Oh. Now, it seems like some sections just filled up in the fire blast clock. Justin, do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, over as you all are doing your business, you could see right behind his jaw, you can see a deep glow start to emanate from his throat.
Scott's got him heating up, huh?
Yeah, Scott's really revving his engine.
Is this what happens to dragons when they get hornified?
That's what happens to everybody when they get horny, Travis.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's so much about human sexuality I'm still learning.
And that's the whole reason we podcast, Trav.
Yeah, man.
To try to educate you about how us earthlings like to pork.
Roast pork, it sounds like.
I've rewarded you no points for that, Travis. I'm sorry, unfortunately.
Yes, I understand. I'll keep workshopping.
I'm going to try. I can't fight is my only thing. So I'm going to try and, while he's distracted, get like on
what
top.
What do you mean you can't fight? Was that like you're just like not good at fighting?
I have no fighting.
You choose not to.
Oh, you know, I have one in hunt. If I both. Okay.
You know what I do? You have nothing in prowess?
I have a lot in prowess, but that's not
it's
fighting.
It's not in skirmish.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question. If we have established that this is not a real person, that this is a construct of some kind, would it not be Wreck?
Well, no points of that either.
Okay. I think then we get, I would also be careful getting too in the weeds there of like we fight Hardlight and this is a creature.
Okay.
Not like a building or an this is an animate object, right?
Yeah.
So whether that is like a robot or what, we're treating it as a being.
I'm going to try and get on top of this thing while it's distracted.
Great.
I don't know.
You prowl.
Okay. Well, I have one in that, which is not great, so I may push myself here. Can I get a bonus dice because he's distracted from the thing that Emmerich did on his last turn?
Yeah, I like that. That's fine.
Okay. What's my position?
You're like in front of him.
Risky, desperate?
Oh, yeah. Risky. Okay. And I'm going to make it standard because he is big.
I'll take my two bonus dice and mark stress, and please.
Wow.
6-2-2. We'll
6-2-2. Thank goodness for that bonus dice. I know that's not how probability works, but still. With a six, I think you like start running while he's ogling Scott Boldflex. And once you get to the tail, you notice that there is a raised section lining the back of his tail of these like sort of rocky outcroppings, I guess would be the way of putting it. And you use those to scale up to, how high are you trying to get to? Where are you trying to get to, just to his back?
Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately our goal here, I don't think we're going to kill Jelt Frimpin, so I think our goal here is to just sort of expose his belly some more. Yes, I'm going to try and get up to maybe like his neck, bottom okay. of his neck.
Climb up to the neck. You are now wrap your legs around. You're right above where his like large leathery wings attach to his
body. You're at the wishbone.
Okay, yeah, sure. And you manage to grab onto one of those spikes and are holding in what is a pretty like secure position there.
Cool.
I'm going for the glowing scale on the belly.
Going for it. Speak on that.
Okay. I'm going to attempt to, like, power slide under there and pull that thing off.
Okay, so you're going to try to rip the scale off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, in for a penny, in for a pound, we're fighting this dragon. We need the scale. I assume that this challenge finishes when we get the scale. That's Beef's thinking.
Let me just, to, like, kind of clarify. You know how just so I can make sure you know what you're looking at here. You uh-huh. know how like scales overlap typically?
Yeah. Yeah.
The way that his scales have sort of arranged themselves around what you assume is the heart scale is that they have overlapped it almost completely.
On all sides.
It's like on all sides, right? Like if you were to try right now, you could not get a grip from what you are seeing.
I see.
Then maybe just smash.
Wait, say that again. Say that again.
The scales surrounding the heart scale have overlapped it in such a way that you can see it, but you wouldn't be able to like get a grip on it like right away. Like you wouldn't be able to get a hand on there or anything to try to like remove
okay,
it.
Okay, I got it. So I'm going to slide under there and try to wedge that kukri in like up under the scales, trying to pry off some scales around it then.
Okay, great.
I'd like to assist in this, in doing sort of what I set up, like just try, maybe I'm just sort of stabbing it in one of its back scales just to get it to rear up and give Beef a little bit more room to work down there.
Great. Okay, good.
And what's my position on this, Justin?
This one is going to be desperate.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
But I am going to make it standard because he is still distracted. So I'm making some of these excellent. A little bit easier.
And Griffin's assisting, and I'm going to push myself.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I want it.
Is this a wreck, you know? Then?
I was doing it in skirmish.
I think it's skirmish, yeah. I mean, it's still part of a living...
Okay.
I'm fighting a dragon. A ooh, three, boy. A six, a two, and a one. Thank fucking God.
Wow, that seemed like overkill until you rolled trash six.
Mark Prowse.
Experience.
I did, yeah.
All right, Trev, inspiring. You jam your kukri?
Correct.
Into where the left and right of the heart scale, and you manage to pry two of the scales surrounding it off before you're tossed aside.
He noticed?
Yeah, he did notice that. He did.
Okay.
He did notice that.
Is that going to take the plating clock down?
There we go.
Loving it.
And you hear him scream out in pain.
No!
I will say one thing to note, Trev, as this feels different from the other time that you attacked him, these like popped off a little bit more easily than your previous attack. Like, you get the sense that like this is part of it. This is part of it. Exactly right.
Got it.
And your other attack maybe wasn't.
Oh, you're working marvelously quickly. You should feel very proud of you.
Thanks again. Thank you. You're welcome.
I'm having trouble staying here, though. So if you could move as quickly as possible.
I'm trying so hard. Oh, my God, dude. I'm trying really hard. Are you the dragon? Stop hurting us.
I do have to keep up appearances, you understand?
Okay. Okay.
We're at six out of eight segments on fire. No, wait, sorry. Four out of six segments on Fire Blast. Just to keep those at home abreast. And we're at four out of eight segments on Dragon Plating. So that's about halfway there.
Where? How many scales are surrounding the heart scale? How many?
There were four. And there are now two.
Do I see any kind of apparatus where this fire blast is like a charging up? You said it was like we could see.
Oh yeah, him sort of getting it ready. It's in his throat. You can see, and now it's glowing, roughly twice as bright as it was before you made the last two attacks.
So how high off the ground would that be?
20 feet.
You can't jump 20 feet. Emmerich can't jump 20 feet. Didn't come
have
on, 20 man!
Foot vertical.
Not with come a broken on, man. Elbow.
Hold on. How is the broken elbow affecting? That's what's stopping him from being able to jump 20 feet?
Exactly.
Is Mantra still on the back?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty close to this glowing spot, right?
Radical rock, yeah.
In retrospect.
You should have fixed your fucking elbow.
No, I should have run up with you on the back.
Hey man, I would not love let with a broken arm that you refuse to treat. I would not have let you get away with that.
True.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. I would like Emmerich to try to pry the other two scales off the heart scale with his lightning hook.
Okay, interesting. This will be skirmish. And
can't get away with letting me do tinker since it's working.
Yeah, you're
on
just
a mechanical.
Tinkering with it. Yeah, you know, it's just a bit of tinkering. You took it down to the shop and tinkered around with this 30-foot dragon.
All of the mechanical data are on the inside. We're treating this as an inanimate object.
I understand.
Go ahead, Dad. Go ahead, Maurice. Fiddle about with this little
crazy
gadget.
Old Maurice.
So is it Tinker? You're gonna
no,
it's
not Tinker.
I was taking your sarcasm.
No, I appreciate. No, it's good. I like
fine.
That. But no,
I'll skirmish the hell out of it.
Yeah, fight the dragon, man.
Anybody want to help?
This is going to be, I'm going to, you know what? Because Scott Bowflex sees you going for it, I'm going to make this risky standard because risky great. That's what I'll do. So normally this would be desperate, but Scott Bowflex sees you going for it and he knows he has to really put on an extra sexiness. And then he starts doing this, his patented move. Where he flexes his butt cheeks in alternating order, making him hypnotically bounce.
Kind of a reverse Terry Crews, right?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Okay.
Anybody more like an upside down Terry Crews, I would say.
Anybody want to help? Anybody? I have two in skirmish, so I'm going to be rolling two only.
Oh, no,
that's pretty good,
man. Yeah, I only have three stress left, and I want to save it for pushing myself.
All right. Here we go then. Two and a four.
Makes success.
Partial success. That makes sense.
So let me describe it. He runs in a zigzag pattern towards the dragon and takes a big whoosh with the lightning hook and does what damage?
You take a swing with the lightning hook, and I'll tell you what, with a four, you manage to get the hook up onto one of the plates that is protecting the heart scale, but you pull it down, and it is loosened, but is not completely removed with a four.
One. Just one.
Yeah.
Or both of them. Okay.
Just what? One is loosened. So there is three left on the plating clock. Fire blast at this point is now at five out of six.
Let me just say this. I'm going to leave the hook in there.
Okay. Sure. I'll let
you do
that.
I'm going to leave the hook jammed in there behind the one loose.
Let's say it got stuck.
Scale.
Then let's say it got stuck.
Right. And run away. Run. Right?
Run away.
Oh wait, that's a bonus action. Oh wait, that's the wrong game.
I stand up on its back and I shout, Jilt Frimpin. I am Artemisia's good party. Hawkblade of the Emerald Coven, Finger of the Eighth and Forgotten, and I wield the darkest power. And I pull my big pistol that I got during the Gutter City job, and I aim it right at his glowing throat spot.
And what do you do after that?
I say, go now and speed well, and I fucking shoot the gun.
Fucking hell.
Classic dragon slaying maneuver. It's weird how often those like knights didn't use guns.
I'm right behind I'm behind him, so he can't see me for all he knows.
Okay, Griffin, because you have brought a gun to a dragon fight, I guess I'm gonna give you a risky standard. I mean, it's a gun.
It's a gun.
And we have well established the power of this incredible gun.
Okay. Can I argue that because it's somewhat point blank range, that maybe instead of a hunt roll, it would be finesse?
Yeah, I mean, I would grant you that. Yeah.
Okay. So risky. Isn't there a way to increase the effect if I take a different position?
Can't you trade position for effect?
A player might want to trade position for effect or vice versa. This kind of trade-off isn't included in the effect factor. It's not an element the GM should assess. Yeah, you can offer, you can accept that or deny it. Basically, it's up to your...
you want to make your position
a desperate
worse.
Roll, a desperate roll with great effect.
Okay. Here's what you do. You're holding on to him, and you pull the gun, and you, holding one of these, you realize that the back, his back plating is a lot tougher.
Yeah.
So you hanging onto one of these spires, or the, you know, his spikes, you grab onto it and let yourself dangle down.
Okay.
Hanging from his neck and place the pistol against his neck before you fire.
Cool. I'm going to go whole hog on this one then and use Daredevil too.
Meaning?
Plus one to the roll if I accept one minus one D to resistance rolls against consequences from my action. This is stupid. I have two level one injuries already. Okay.
Go for it. Yay!
So, finesse, desperate, great effect then?
Sure, yeah. Great effect.
And my bonus dice from... I'm going to push it. I'm going to take... I have one empty trauma slot now after I've pushed it. Okay, please.
That's a crit.
Two, five,
wow,
six.
That is a crit. Okay, Griff, you lose your grip on the spike and start falling backwards. But luckily your hand was already on and... You hear a voice whisper to you,
"Aim true, Montrose."
As you fall, you pull the trigger and it rips through the throat of this thing. The fire that it had been storing blasts out the back, filling the cavern momentarily with light. His fire has completely drained. So this is back to zero. And with that attack, not only have you done that, but you've also taken away two more of his armor plates, leaving him with just one left. And it is clear he is that Jolt Frimpin is stumbling around it. You can hear servos inside of his throat as that gelatinous ooze that you saw in the wrist beef. Starts to gush out of his neck, and he swings his head back and forth, not seeming to be in his own control anymore.
I'm going to take this moment then to grab that lightning hook that's wedged in the plating and just rip it out with all my might, trying to get loose that heart scale. Just use my full beef super strength, go super beef on it.
Okay.
I land okay from my cool
you're fine.
Fall, right?
No,
okay.
You actually land in a cool way.
With
a critical.
Oh, like a Black Widow land?
One leg like extended, cool, fucking tooching cool to the moon.
Yeah.
Love that.
Would this be skirmish, rack, finesse?
Let's call it.
I mean, I've been fighting with skirmish at this point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think skirmish.
Okay. And
we're going to call it. Yeah, I mean, because the hook's already in there, I'm going to say this is, like, risky standard.
Okay. And?
Would Scott still wiggling sexily?
Scott has been, I've been factoring Scott into the fact that you're fighting a dragon this whole time.
While I was doing my free fall fucking shot up to the sky fucking in that animatic, Scott's in the background just like.
And I'm pushing myself to do the, not to be trifled with, you can push yourself to do, to perform a feat of physical force that verges on superhuman.
Great.
So it will be, take that into account. I got a mixed success, a four, a two, and a three.
Four, two, and a three. You grab the end of that lightning hook, Trav, and you yank it as hard as you can with all your incredible power. And as you pull, you pry off the last plate that is holding this thing in the heart scale in place. You also snap the lightning hook into.
Oh, now wait a minute.
Okay, yeah, it's not mine.
You left the lightning hook in there.
Yeah, it's not my. It's not my hook, man. It's fine.
You
fix this stuff all the time.
Yeah, and then the
little duct tape.
Jelt Frimpin, the last scale falls away. The heart scale is there. Jelt Frimpin is sort of lowered and not really seeming to be noticing you all anymore. And the heart scale is there for the taking. Are you going to go ahead and grab that beef?
Yeah. Yeah, grab that beef.
Grab that beef. All right. You take the heart scale. And as you do, Jelt Frimpin just seizes. The moment that you pull it out, it's about maybe 5 inches around, perfectly circular ridges around it. You can still see it's glowing a little bit within, and you are now holding it, and as soon as you take it out, Jelt Frimpin sort of seizes and lowers to the floor and lays still.
Do you guys?
Hey, congratulations! You guys beat a dragon. That's fucking sick.
Yeah.
Do you guys think they'll be mad that you shot the animatronic through the neck? That definitely wasn't like the plan thing, right?
They'll be posting out in front of the ride. Due to technical difficulties, we will be.
There's nothing in the rule book that says a dog can't play basketball. And now they know, don't they?
Yeah. Hey, a couple of quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. It's a choose-your-own-adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show. Hey, Creaky Man, are you in there?
That was marvelous.
And you, the sound seems to be coming from like the entirety of Jelt Frimpin. It's emanating from him, not localized to any one point in the dragon's body, but it is coming from him, generally speaking.
So is this like the pilot of the animatronic? Are you in there? What, do you want to come out and talk to us? It might be less weird.
Would that I could. I appreciate what you've done here. Many take the scale, but few can truly conquer Jelt Frimpin.
It is an honor to stand in your presence, let alone be honored in this way. We come seeking your heart scale, for we have a greater quest to attend to.
Oh, yeah, take this scale. Here, hold on.
He took it.
Watch.
And you hear a low mechanical hum, and much like a ski ball being returned to you, you see another heart scale like slide into place.
I say, Jill,
don't take another though. It's greedy.
Okay.
Of course not. We Jelt Frimpin, this is not the first time I have sought audience with you, but I do not remember you being so combative.
I am not Jelt Frimpin. I am here. But I am not Jelt Frimpin.
Maybe we ask your name?
Would that I knew. Creaky Man will suffice for now, I suppose. A good a moniker, isn't he?
Okay, Creaky Man, if I may, I'm wildly confused. How are you? What is this?
I will do my best to tell you what I know. It takes quite a bit for me to be as here as I am, but I will try. Part of me is in Jelt Frimpin, but I am many places throughout the world. Part of me is here. Part of me is imprisoned here, I think. And through this act, I am no longer trapped here, this part of me. I'm able to be more concentrated, if that is the correct word, elsewhere. I will not be here long, and then I will vacate Jelt Frimpin for good, and I will be a little bit more myself elsewhere.
Where are you located, if not here? Do you have some sort of home base?
I'm scattered. More accurately, I think shattered. I have seen you elsewhere. I was in one of the vans as you made that thrilling escape. I was there. I called out, but it was so loud. I have watched you from the porch of Eustabin in the whittling. I sat on a rocking chair. I couldn't summon up enough voice to reach you, but I called out. I called out to anyone who would listen, honestly, but you three are the first who seem to be looking hard enough to hear.
Okay.
Why are you watching us? What do you want from us?
I need you to free me. You freed me from this prison, and by freeing me, I can no longer return, which is a sadness. I love this place. I love this world, but never wish to experience it from inside Jelt Frimpin. So now I will leave to the other layers. And I would ask that you find me. I don't know how free I can be, and I don't know what I am all put together, but I can't be as many places as I am now. I can feel what little grasp I still have of whatever I once was slipping away. I need you to find me.
And the spark that was illuminated within Jelt Frimpin, the final spark, goes out, and it is completely silent.
If we just exterminated whatever sort of consciousness was in inspiriting Jelt Frimpin, the infinite dragon, we should probably shake a tail feather.
I mean, we should probably do that anyways. You shot his head off.
Yeah, I did. That was, by the way, thank you two for being here for that. That was the coolest thing I've ever done in my life, and if no one had witnessed it, I would be heartbroken.
As you start to... go ahead.
No, we're moving. We're leaving.
Finish your conversation.
Let's go.
Yeah, we need to.
As you start to make for the exit, a man wearing, a white peasant shirt that is draped over what is clearly the bulge of a tool belt and brown leather pants and boots walks in the room.
Hail, you guys really saved the town this time. Thank you for your incredible battle. Now, you must go, lest this beast awaken once again.
Okay.
And you can see him walking towards Jelt Frimpin, and you hear him under his breath.
Motherfucker, what did you do? Jesus Christ. Fucking hell.
Where, do you still have the orb?
What? We never got, we didn't receive an orb.
The chrysanthemum orb?
We didn't get that.
We didn't get.
That's the, what you used, oh shit. Yay, verily, you really fucked this guy's whole scene, huh?
Yeah, it was a dragon, we killed it.
He killed the fuck out of him, man. Hey, do me a favor on your way out, lock the door, yeah?
It's gonna take a while.
Oh, he is good and dead, but just go ahead and lock the door, because I'm going to need fucking a few hours to get this guy back up and running.
I would be glad to. I would be glad to. Do you have, like, a key card we can use to lock the door?
No, it should lock on its own. Just make sure that you pull it all the way closed, because it could get a little stuck.
This door over here?
The one you came in through.
The one that I'm walking towards?
Yeah, there's another exit. Yeah, okay. Do you see? No, to the left. You
this
see that
one?
The one stone there. Push on that.
Okay.
Okay. Now, insert the.
We don't have.
You
an
guys
orb.
Probably don't have the emerald feather, do you?
Nope.
Fuck. I'll hold on.
That.
And he walks over, and he has like an emerald feather in his pocket that has like a chain tied to it with a tag on it that says "Jelt Frimpin Exit," and
yeah.
he swipes the green feather. Verily,
you can use mine. Okay, so see ya.
And where's the photo booth where we get pictures of us during the fight? Is that this way?
You wish to see this
display? I do not actually want any kind of photographic evidence of this fight. Thank you so much, Beef. We are good. It's in the old shit. I do actually want a picture of me falling down, shooting a bullet up through a dragon's throat. What?
Those were captured automatically and will be sent to your inn for your perusal.
Oh, sick.
What did you do to its wrist?
Oh, sorry about that. Well, hey, bye.
You fucking hell.
Beef out.
Yeah, I guess.
That wasn't like a command. I wasn't telling him to do it.
Hey, Juice,
hey man,
guy,
beef out. I'll see you later.
Can that guy show up after every heist we do and just be like, what the
Jesus.
Fuck? There's laundry fucking everywhere all over the street. There's chocolate footprints all down this nice hotel.
We need that running gag character that shows up in every.
Yeah,
every
God, show. God knows.
We yeah, we don't have enough running gags on this show. That's always been my.
Yeah, that's always been the issue.
That's been the note I've given at the end of every episode. It's like,
did he have
need
a name tag
one.
By any way? Did he have a name tag?
Was it Justin?
Don't let them bully you, Justin.
Oh, he's a regular guy. He's just a regular guy.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.